How about people of other nationalities here? Any of those around?
Well, there's some, but of course Ponca City is pretty much American.
Uh-huh.
We have some foreigners here now, but not too many. We've got some foreigners coming in here now, working for Continental Oil Company in this big research building. There's research down here. See, they've got an awful lot of real high-paid chemists out there, doctors, different types, you know. We've all got 2 or 3, you know, degrees on the end of their name.
Uh-huh.
But this is, don't know whether you've ever been through this research before.
No, I never have.
Boy, you ought to go through it sometime. It's one of the best in the whole country. See, Continental has got all of their entire research division is here in Ponca.
Gee, what a move.
They have built five new buildings down there in the last several years for this research department. And now that they just completed one, putting in one of those IBM machines or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
To do the figure for those folks.
Ah, boy, that would cut a lot of steps.
$800,000 a year in rent.
Just on a computer? Well, that's nice.
And that white building that's built in front of the office down there, that's all that's in that building.
They have tours down there? Right? They have tours where you can go through?
Yeah, yeah, they have tours. They've got an atomic lab down here, and where they work with the atomic materials all the time. The last count I had, there was 387 men working down there, averaging over $10,000 a year.
That's rather nice.
That's where see all these new homes that's being done out of here. $25,000, $34,000 homes. Those are boys who can buy them.
I think I'm in the wrong business.
And there's a dumbest bunch of guys here or something.
Is that right?
Screwballs.
Educated along the straight line, huh?
Yeah. They have three departments out there. They have one department out there that's dreamers. They come to work when they want to, quit when they want to, and do what they want to, all day long.
How do you get in that department?
But when they dream up something, by then it's turned over to another department that comes up with what it would cost the manufacturer. And it's turned over to another department to see whether there's any use for it or any sale for it over the internet, over the world.
Pure research, cost accounting, and sales.
And it has to go through the whole works, you see, before the day spring.
Boy, $800,000 a year for an electric plane.
If you put the wrong finger in it, it'll make an awful bad mistake, too.
Make it electronically, untouched by human hands. Do you have any special term for a white person who, just didn't work much anyway?
White trash?
No. How about a person from the back country who doesn't know very much?
Oh, he's a hick.
And who delivered your mail?
After we got the mailman, I only had the mailman.
Uh-huh.
A long while, we didn't have mailman.
Was that right?
You didn't have to come out of town after.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Oh, I used to hate that. Sometimes I hate it. I hate it particularly when I was looking for something that wouldn't come.